Good to be reminded as we begin this Thursday of the third week of Lent on this holy journey to Calvary with our Lord Jesus that God is real. It's good to know, be reminded. Probably knew that waking up. And so is Satan. Extremely real. And Jesus was encountering him and his minions all the time. Pope Francis, if you ever people would actually read what he says instead of just what people say he says, would find that he's constantly talking about this aspect in the life of Jesus, that he was constantly encountering demonic forces. They're out there. They hate you, and they want to destroy you, and they want to destroy me, and they want to make today one of the worst of your life. So have a good day. And one of the tactics, as Jesus so beautifully exploits, is that he wants to scatter. In fact, the Greek, where we get devil, diabolos, is literally means scatterer. So much is that a part of his mission that we just named it. Like, not only is he the liar, the accuser, he is the scatterer. And that's his name, devil, scatterer. And Jesus says, if you're not united to me in my mission of uniting, because if God himself is a unity of persons, three in one, it's clear that the mission is unity. Now, this doesn't mean unity at all costs, so we just got to be passé about all the... No, it means we have to be very intentional about understanding that the enemy's tactic is to divide us, is to scatter, is to sow the seeds of discord in our homes, in our hearts, in our country, in blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. And therefore, understanding that Jesus desires unity, communion. We know that. We should. So much so that he says this radically. Whoever's not with me, if you're not with me, you're scattering. There's no middle ground. If you're not with me, then you're a part of the work of the enemy, which is to scatter. So I think it's a good reminder. Number one, we're under attack, so we might as well fortify ourselves. I guess that's why we're here, I hope. Not to hear me blabber, but to be fortified by the Savior of the universe. But then for us to remember this as we go throughout our day, where is my temptation to scatter? And where is the invitation to unite? Because it's either Jesus or the enemy. No, there's nothing else. Sorry. I wish there was a third option. Just the squishy middle. No, there is really no option otherwise. It's good for us to be attentive to. Is this moving my heart towards scattering and gossiping and bringing people down and whatever else the enemy wants to tempt me with today? Or is this, where's the movement to unity, communion, love, compassion, what all the things that St. Paul talks about? Our boy. The enemy wants to scatter. We can easily be drawn into that. Jesus calls it out. Says, that's not my mission. It's to unite, so let's just at least be attentive. Learn the tactics of the enemy so that we can let Jesus expel them. He is the scatterer. He loves it. Revels in it. And tragically, we become a part of it. Not today, Jesus. And not today, Satan.